Good morning, Bob. How are we doing on?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
That's it, Bob. Coming out of it with no intro today.
Look over there on your right, bro. I definitely.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to doing it.
There it goes. How about that? We killed it right there, Bub. Good morning. How are we doing today on Saturday morning? It's a little bit chilly outside, man, huh?
Yeah, it's a little cold, man. I'll tell you what, dude. That weather's definitely pushed pretty far south, man. It's we got a lot of friends just north of us in, you know, the Orlando, Melbourne area, Daytona area. That is literally down to like 34, 35, which is incredible for the state of Florida. It never gets that cold. Here we're in like the 40 range.
Brutal, man.
In the mornings, but it is still getting up to 70 in the afternoon. Perfect.
Brutal, man. I mean, Bub, the weather started up there in Seattle, Washington, came down the backside of the United States and across east, and then headed straight up the East Coast from the south, man. And it started dumping snow from the northern Florida area all the way up to our good friends at Orange County Choppers, man. I just cannot believe Paul Sr. was snowed in up there. I mean, all of them, man.
Oh, yeah, man. We got a couple people here from New York right now from that area, and it's man, I'll tell you what, dude, when they left it was negative a lot, and yep. Now they're down here and it's, you know, even in like the 40-50 range when it's really, really cold in the morning, they're loving it.
Yeah, it's, in fact, it's funny too, because they are family members that are down here visiting from the Newburgh, Orange County Chopper area, New Windsor area up there in upstate New York, man. A lot of people think Orange County Choppers is from California. They are not. Orange County Choppers is up in the Newburgh, New York area, very upstate New York area. Mm-hmm. And I have apologized many times, although I don't control the weather. I've apologized to them many times saying, you know what, man, I'm so sorry you guys came down. It was cold like this. We never have these winters, man.
No, never, man. It's, I mean, typically here, it's never below probably like 58 is the coldest it really ever gets in wintertime. This whole winter front that's coming through, man, it's pushed really far south for the first time in probably ever.
It's been really, really, really harsh, man. But we're getting through it, man. It's okay. Our days have been hitting in the 50s here. We're usually used to the 80s. I am going to have Nick, the official driver of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Hi-Ho Silver team, who does our transporting. We'll be doing quite a bit of it here as the cars go back north and as people come out of season. I'm going to have him call in. He was in Toms River, New Jersey, man. Yesterday, I talked to him, man. Just a good dude. And he was trying to dig 16 inches of snow out of both the tractor trailers so they could head back this way, man.
Yeah, that's got to be tough, man, especially for guys that are out there like him where you are out physically doing everything. Same thing, you know, with, you know, just guys that are true guys that use their hands and their physical body to move and to work, you know, and that's where, you know, there's not a lot of understanding and appreciation for how much, you know, guys like that deserve, you know, that appreciation and respect, because they are out there in conditions where you would never want to be out there, but they have to do it. They have to make it and get it done.
They do. And you know what, man, Nick is a really, really, really good guy. He's a hardworking guy with a lot of morals, a lot of ethics, a lot of values. I've asked him to please. I called him yesterday just to check in on him. I hadn't talked to him in a couple of days. I wanted him to check in with us, Bub, and let us know how life on the road is and how things are in these cold weather environments and how it affects him as well, man.
I mean, it's pretty much cold everywhere in the entire U.S. until you get to Florida.
It really is, man.
I mean, that's it, dude.
It's crazy. Good morning, Matt Neal, and good morning, Brian Luftwaffe. How are we doing out there? Bub, we have been on the last 2 weeks. We've kind of held back on the daily shows as we've reformatted the business for 2018. The reason we needed to do that is because we have a lot of new things coming in 2018. We are going to be moving back to the daily shows starting next week, although we're going to be doing shorter versions of them and not as many versions throughout the week. They're going to be much more technically involved so that you can take us through the technical side of things and kind of go. We're going to be doing a lot of product reviews. It's part of the new format here at BEM for 2018 as we close out 2017.
Yeah, it's they're going to be very, very straightforward to the point, man. You know, there's been a lot of requests in about, you know, doing certain product reviews and doing, you know, certain installs on certain items. So what we are going to do is, you know, over the past 3-4 weeks, we've sat down and we've gotten in touch with all of our sponsors that we're backed by, and they're going to be sending us in individual components and products that we can literally lay out in front of everybody out there, the fans, the do-it-yourselfers, even other builders out there. Sometimes people just want tech tips. I, even as a really strong builder in the industry, always still look for tech tips as well from everybody else. Sometimes somebody has a better way of doing things. There's nothing wrong with learning that. So we are going to be taking individual products and components, laying them out, doing those tech tips and installs, and it's going to be a lot of fun for the people out there. Maybe you have, for example, that exact vehicle that exact product, and we will show you start to finish how it goes.
Yeah, it's really cool, Bob, because one of the things you wanted to do was make it a much more technical show. You wanted to spend more time out there building the client's rides. So we made some adaptations to that. I see you smiling. I know what we're smiling about there. We'll address that in just a second.
I was looking at something else here.
Yeah, I see it. I know who's there. But anyways, Bob, one of the things you wanted to do is bring forth a much more power-packed show. Although if you listen to some of the naysayers out there, they think something's wrong because we're not doing it every day. Not true at all. Go to the website. We were paying people. We've made some personnel and changes here as owners. We've removed a lot of some of the heavy weight from our payrolls from people who weren't producing and bringing forth the quality of what it was you were looking for.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy too, man, because it's, you know, we've had a lot of great opportunities, you know, the past 6 months, really ending of 17, going into 18. To really just capture something unique in the marketplace. And, you know, although we already had a pretty unique standing in it, and, you know, we were able to get that opportunity, and you got to capitalize on stuff like that. And the team that we had put in place to do it was just not, they were not capitalizing on it. They were just kind of sitting around like today, everybody in today's world, bro. It's just, it's that entitlement mentality. Just sit back. Don't really worry about anything. Don't try to help your cart get pushed forward. Just sit there and relax, you know, sit in your seat. You know, and you can't do that. You know, when you want to be successful, you want to climb, you want to go to the top, you got to have a team that wants to do the same thing as well. Everybody's got to have the same end goal.
And you really do. So we let three of the people go that were creating a lot of dead weight. They were not producing what we needed to do. And I'm literally production. You'll see one of them's not here with me today in-house. We are currently looking for an in-house producer to join us full time here as we move into the next phase of what's going to be some more network and digital shall we say, how do you say that, Bob? Some more network and digital appearances, shall we say? Is that a good way to say it, Bob?
Yeah, just stay tuned for what's coming.
Yeah, exactly like that. Good morning to you. We do have a lot of celebrity friends, Bob, and you build for a lot of celebrities. A couple of them are on our page now with us live. I do not like to divulge celebrity people who deal with us from a celebrity perspective. A couple of them are Miami Marlins. They are on the Facebook Live page now. Good morning to Bob, them. Do you want to say their names, Bob? Do you want to say good morning to them?
We just say good morning to everybody out there. Everybody out there that's watching.
That's correct.
You know, really funny, too, because, you know, Mike, one of my really good friends as well.
Absolutely.
Even he good just dude, mentioned man. On there, you know, fresh start, something like that. Good idea, fresh start. And, you know, Mike and I have had some behind-the-scenes talks about stuff like that. And, you know, he's been a great friend for a really long time. And he's been able to, from an outside perspective, see where certain people in this business just don't function.
They don't.
And, you know, when you have clients that can see that, not only a friend, but a client who can see that from the outside, imagine the way it would be on the inside.
Well,
you know?
We even have employees from the inside who are noticing the things that weren't effectively taking place the way we wanted them to. So we're going to make those changes for 28, especially as we have a more a much larger digital and network presence. As you know, I was talking to my good friends over at Accord Productions. And if you guys don't know who Accord Productions are, Accord Productions were the developers and producers of the very, very successful show on Velocity called
Beach Classics.
Yes. And we did their season finale with Ted Vernon. I actually spoke to Ted Vernon this week, good friend of ours as well. I spoke with Max, Julian, and all of those guys over there. They are hitting it out of the park for 2018, Bub. They have shows just going, don't they?
Well, you know what's really funny too is I don't know if you got that music video I sent you the other night, but it's actually pretty incredible. You know, that benchmark, that you know, really just that industry presence that Ted Vernon set all
yep.
the way across
Absolutely,
the
man.
Line for the automotive world of, you know, the classics, the buying, the selling, the flipping. That's where all of that stuff got started, was from all of these guys originally. You
yep.
know, when it came to like the flipping the homes and flipping the cars and, you know, doing a little of this, doing a little of that, and seeing what your return could be. That's where it was true. But he does it on a reality-based level. He doesn't do it like all this other crap that you see all the
That's
time,
correct.
Man. I'm telling you, dude.
Ted will keep you laughing. By the way, good morning to Larry Williams out there. Larry, how the hell, and I mean that sincerely, how are you? You're out of the hospital. Surgery went well. I assume everything's been good. For those of you who are wondering who a couple of the celebrity lurkers are that are on the Facebook page, you will see him posting frequently. And he's now talking about cardio and legs this afternoon. He is just a super, super, super good dude. A lot of fun. We worked out with those guys yesterday, Bub, over at LA Fitness, which is
I feel
our
like
gym.
You just went from Larry Williams to Simon Belov.
I'm just saying.
You're jumping all over the place,
dude. You just jumped one of their names out there, and he said, don't do it. He said, don't do it. Mike, good morning. How are we out there? Anthony Mastriani, how you doing? Very good friends of ours, but longtime friends of ours. I mean, just those are the people that are the heart of
Bro,
Booner.
He's probably watching from Bahamas right now.
That's probably right,
Bastard.
Man. But they don't,
where he's at, chilling.
They don't get he and his brother, his dad. The whole, for people that don't know, they are major, major key real estate developers here in the South Florida area, and they're the best people in the world. We've
all good-looking dudes, too, I might add.
Really
every one of them,
man.
You know, it's funny, too, because I don't know where we were. When we were somewhere, man, we were out, and there was probably like 20 of us deep, and somebody made the comment, they're like, you know, we got a pretty good-looking crew.
Yeah, we did have a good-looking
crew. It was pretty solid, dude.
Mike says out there, name drop, I love it. No, I try to keep it quiet. Bub jumped right in there and threw everybody under the bus there.
I don't care.
He doesn't care. So, Bub, we are going to be looking for a new in-house producer. I am talking to Brent Poole out there. He is on the left coast. About bringing him in. We need to bring up that production game a little bit as we move into 2018. It's going to be a very aggressive, fast-paced year with a new network and digital presence and some of the former 405 guys as well with us, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man.
Fun, Bob. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be good. Bob, I'm going to jump right in here because I do have the Hi-Ho Silver driver, Nick, who is the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports transport company for 2018. He's going to be calling in. I wanted to spend some time with him on the air, see how he was doing on the road. Mm-hmm. One of the things people were asking us, Bob, is car parts. Is there a difference? In other words, aftermarket car parts. And I wanted to throw this out there because so many people have asked about it. And you're a very, very responsible, select car parts installer when you have a collision, when you have something you're building. Mm-hmm. Everything has to be harmonious and synchronicity and direct fit.
Yeah.
And let's talk about that. Is there a difference between aftermarket manufacturer of car parts or no?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, I just want to be very clear on that. Yes. You know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, they think that you can get aftermarket parts and, you know, expect the same. And listen, you can, you can get aftermarket parts and expect very close. You're never going to get identical. That's why they are aftermarket parts.
Yes.
You won't get 100% out of it. You might get 97, you might get 92, you might get 99. But it's never that true 100, man. And it's, you know, whenever, depending on what you're working on, it's tough. That's always a tough conversation to have with people because there are a lot of guys out there that are like, well, you know, when would you use aftermarket? When would you use stock? Because we do use both here at the facility. For example, when we are working with very high value cars, just in general, basic cars, you are working on a car that, let's say, had maybe a collision, like the driver's side door or something,
yep.
Right? So maybe it's the only damage that's on this car. The car is a 2015, 2016. You are looking at a situation where maybe you just got in an unfortunate accident, right? And you've just got one door that needs replacing. Well, there are a lot of people out there, especially insurance companies, that only pay for remanufactured parts. And typically the way that goes, and I don't mind throwing it out there, they typically pay you for the parts from a used car, maybe one that was wrecked on the opposite side, but you can get that good door from the other side, probably going to be in a different color. Something like that from a junkyard, salvage yard, you know, but, and then they'll give you that cost, say it's $200, then they'll allow you to put 20% on it markup and that's all you can get. Right. So you make maybe $25-$30 on the whole deal. Not that big of a,
no.
And it's pretty basic, right? Pretty amateur. So you don't make money doing it that way, but I'll tell you what you do have, man. You have a situation where now you have a client who has a car that was involved in just a basic accident, but for some people that's very stressful, very traumatic. Like a lot of people really get involved with that. I don't care. We'll total a car and just have fun with it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a situation like that, some people, they really worry about that, you know, and they it kind of gets to them really deep. Well, if you can give them the exact same quality as it was right before that accident happened, it's a total wash. It doesn't reflect back in their mind. But if you put on a part that is subpar, you put on something that is maybe 90%, not 100, they're always going to think about it whenever they see it. Whether they look at it, maybe it's off a little bit, maybe the shade of a color is a little different, whatever it is, it's always going to reflect back to that bad time, that stressful time for them, even though it may be something really small. So it's better to just buy 100% first time, right time, and then everything will go together. You'll never know the difference.
For example, Bub, let's take it down to even, I watch as you build, I stand in awe as you build and do these things. You will order for example, a lot of what we used to call Christmas trees. And by that, ladies and gentlemen, describe a Christmas tree, Bob.
Man, so old school term there. You know, we've definitely evolved. They're definitely called clips, fasteners.
Yep.
You know, there's old school term, man. A lot of people use them. Christmas trees were a push pin, essentially, that were, it was like a ribbed for her pleasure push pin that was typically plastic of some sort and had a flat head on the top of it, a large flat head on the top of it, maybe 3/4 of an inch in diameter, and just a, you know, a 1/2 inch long, 3/4 inch long stud on the back that was literally plastic, looked like a Christmas tree and was ribbed, you know, maybe 20 layers of ribs. So you could push it, you know, through one larger hold panel into a smaller hold panel, and that would hold the two pieces together. Christmas trees are a very old school technology. Now we have, you know, push pin clips that are quick removal, things that aren't one-time use. Those Christmas trees, when you would pull them in and out a few times, they would get destroyed. And now you have push pins that are center punch style, where you can literally slide in and out of the thing. You can use it hundreds of times if you have the proper tooling. A lot of guys destroy those push pins on today's vehicles by using all the wrong tools, just trying to remove them. You have the right tool, they come out very simply, and it's perfect.
And Bub, one of the things that you'll do, you'll even drill down all the way to replacing those reusable fasteners of today, man. You don't. And I was showing one of the adjusters the other day who was here as we were in the rear liftgate area of a vehicle you were finalizing.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, here you guys, this is what you've given us physically for the replacement of this outer bumper cover in the rear.
Yeah.
You didn't include any of the fasteners. Not only did we fix the bumper cover properly with the GM bumper cover, which you did not give us money for, but we also went to GM factory fasteners, and I showed her the bag. And of course, I documented all with pictures. Everything we do, I document with pictures and in writing.
Yeah, it's you know, it's going to turn out better. The job's going to be right when it's done the, you know, the correct way the first time. It's going to look better, it's going to function better, it's going to be better for, you know, us as the designers and builders, the client as the receiver of it, getting what they expect. You know, you're not getting something that is, like I mentioned, you're not hitting that 92% and failing to get that 100. You are giving somebody 100%. There's no room for error, no room for complaint.
And it's funny too, because, you know, you think about that liftgate area where the bumper cover is, you know, that's up and down, up and down, shut, open, shut, open, shut, open. And eventually, if you reuse that part, you have the possibility of it prematurely failing because it was involved in an accident.
Yeah.
And who would know? You just slam it back on there and go, right? But fact is, we know, Bub, and the difference is it's the morality and ethics that we put into it. We're not making any money on the job, not crying about it, but we don't. But you know that that bumper cover will never come loose because of the door opening and closing through normal wear and tear, because you bought a new component and put it in place.
Well, you know what, too, man? It's not like you're really – and I've really developed that attitude working on the very high-end rides. You know, when you're working on Lamborghinis, you're working on Ferraris, you're working on Rolls Royces and Bentleys and Porsches, you know, you're working on these rides that are – say, for example, you know, a simple plastic piece of trim could be $1,500, you know, which is a lot of freaking money, dude. You know, if you're working on that one part – you're not going to go out and put an aftermarket part on that kind of car. You've got to do the right thing. So I've developed this just basis of pick up the phone, call the dealer, get the right part. It's just that simple. You'll spend more time trying to track down junkyard parts, calling around, looking for cheaper places, looking for cheaper prices, finding the
paying for it in the end.
Oh my God. You spend more time doing that than maybe going out of your pocket just a little bit more to get the right part, the right time, first time delivered, VIN match for your vehicle.
Isn't that crazy, man?
I'm telling you, man, it's people just don't get it sometimes. Sometimes they think it's cheaper to just go with an aftermarket part. You wind up getting something that's, you know, 70% fitment quality, and then you've got different paint match color. Then you've got to find, you know, you just put more time and effort into something either used or aftermarket than you do doing the right part out of the gate the first time. It's just that simple.
We don't see a lot of it anymore, Bub, like we used to in the industry, but what about something like an aftermarket water pump? Water pumps go a long ways today, but what about an aftermarket water pump that gives you, say, a limited lifetime warranty versus an OEM factory part?
We've used a lot of products, you know, being in business 16 years now. We've used a lot of products, a lot of brands. That's a long time, man. Had a lot of successful parts, had a lot of total failure parts, and we've had parts fail right out of the box. And, you know, it just, again, shows, you know, it depends on that quality you're using. If you buy cheap, you're going to get cheap. If you buy expensive, you're going to get expensive. And that's, there's no arguing that. That doesn't matter what it is you're doing. I feel like we could start arguing that about food in today's world, because it's, prices for some things are getting outrageous, and the product that you receive is just bland.
Isn't it, though, man?
At $40 for a steak, and you're like, what?
How about that?
I'd have just gone to McDonald's for a dollar cheeseburger.
We were actually, we stopped in here at one of the local Outback steakhouses. Here in South Florida, you don't have a lot of...
terrible.
Yeah. You don't have a lot of... happened to us, true statement, Bub, says Mike. Yeah, Mike, you're absolutely right, man.
Yep.
So, but in fact, Mike, who is... Let me kind of preface it, ladies and gentlemen. Mike is a really, really, really good dude in, here in South Florida, and I don't. There are very good people, but there's a lot of less than
quality. A lot of douchebags.
There's
here,
a lot
bro.
Of douchebags. Okay,
a lot of them.
Thieves, a lot of scam artists, a lot of ripoffs, a lot of people, and they like to try to collect. You know, they like to lump everybody together. You know, you got the negative people who try to throw us in that category, which I don't care. You know, the hell with them. They're not where we are. They haven't been in business 16 years. Okay. And Mike, and you have developed this wonderful relationship. You're actually neighbors. You live two doors down from each other. Mm. Mike has, he's very entrepreneurial in his spirit. Mm-hmm. He's a hell of a good DJ. Mm-hmm. He DJs parties. He's a hardworking son of a gun, man. His wife, on the 31st of December, New Year's Eve, had their child. He was in the hospital, stayed there all night long, all during the day, came home, was heading out to DJ a party till about 12:30 in the morning at the PGA Nationals, because he gets some pretty exquisite parties. That's a good high-class place to be.
Yeah.
And then was going straight back to the hospital with his wife.
Yeah.
You find most people from the Northeast with a very high-end work mentality like
for
us,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't find that here.
No.
And Mike is one of those guys. You guys just put he has two Chevrolets, SUVs. You put a power steering pump on one.
Yep.
And look at you shake your head. And the next thing you know, you had a leak developing from the steering gearbox.
Yep.
And, you know, he was just saying, commenting that, he found out the hard way. You don't go with the aftermarket crap.
Yeah, it's you know, it happens a lot, man. It's you know, sometimes when you look at it, it's, you know, it's easier sometimes for some situations. Listen, man, it's you don't need to necessarily go to the dealership for a battery, for oil, for basics.
That's correct.
You know, when you've got vehicles that are higher mileage, you don't need to worry about going for things like brake pads and, you know, just basic stuff, man. There's just some maintenance, the wear and tear items. You know, there's no reason to go to a dealer to buy tires from there. You know, all of the standards, which is kind of about the show's topic today. All of the standards of today's industry are very, very much level now. But you got to make sure you're doing it in the right aspect. You know, I wouldn't go and buy a body panel aftermarket. Not going to fit right. You know, it'll fit very close. Won't fit perfect. You know, I would buy aftermarket brakes. I'd buy aftermarket tires, aftermarket wheels, aftermarket exhaust systems. I mean, so much stuff you can buy aftermarket that is no problem. But when it comes down to the fine tuning and the details, you'll never get it that 100%. And that's why I keep reflecting back to, you know, interior trim pieces, switches, for example. You buy aftermarket switches. You know, little logos that are printed on them, maybe a headlight switch or maybe a turn signal switch. None of that ever matches.
That's
doesn't
correct.
Match
doesn't.
Dead on. Very close, but never dead on. So it's all about those fine details, you know, and the functionality you're trying to get out of it. But when you do buy those aftermarket, especially, for example, remanufactured parts, you know somebody else, aside from an initial machine, has gone through with their hands and built it and then tested it. Maybe some part inside of there that was remanufactured / rebuilt wasn't done 100%. It was done 90%. So now you're only going to get 70% rate out of this piece. Maybe you put an alternator on, thing's only going to charge a good 100 amps for the first 6 months. It's done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why some of these companies offer such warranties on them, because they do go out. We've had cars where we've literally replaced the same part 2, 3, 4 times from nothing else. It's not like there's any other problems. It's just
failure.
A part failure. You wind up going into a different brand, no problem ever again.
Especially in the case of a water pump, where it is somewhat labor intensive. Often, if you're dealing with an older engine that has V-belts and you're breaking down the power steering, and it's not a cert belt assembly, serpentine meaning one belt running around everything.
Yeah.
V-belt having individual belts, so you have to break loose the AC compressor, you break loose the power steering pump, you know, you break loose all of that. It's very labor intensive. Plus, and nobody's paying for your labor time. We don't charge people for a warranty failure like that.
Yeah.
Plus all your fluids and materials that go into it.
Yeah.
So you want to pay for the quality part up front so that you get what you pay for.
Yeah. It's, you know, that comes in, you know, 100% once you actually do it. And you know, a lot of people that live that experience, then they understand it from there. It's hard to say to people, you know, things like that when they haven't lived it. But when you, for example, change a part and then 2 weeks later, the same part goes bad, you know, it builds up a frustration level, and then that's when you pull the plug and you go to a different source, right? You're not going to do the same thing twice.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just got to make sure you do the right thing.
Yeah. Good morning to Donna Tester, who is Brian Tester, or as you guys know him, good morning, Donna, from the former 405 Street Outlaw show, the beautiful bride of Goaty Boat.
That's it.
That's right. She was wondering how Goaty Bo's car is here. His 64 box Nova is here, bub. Not a lot of progression has been done on that. I can't get into the specific details because the the production teams don't want us talking about it right now,
mm-hmm.
But those things will be going into full assembly here very shortly once you and Bo and I and the legend, Wayne Bart, once we all get on phone calls in the next couple of weeks and start getting this thing ramped up and going.
Yep.
It's going to be crazy.
Man, I will tell you what, there's nothing like just receiving a bucket. You've seen some stuff that I've built that I've just gotten in boxes before.
Yeah.
Man, there's just no
You've got
starting
a platform
point
there,
with this
don't
one.
You?
This
yeah.
one's just it's just a bucket.
And that's why I think that you and Bo are up such a wonderful, you guys have already begun a wonderful relationship, but you know,
Donna said she is his mom. You keep getting those wrong.
I'm sorry.
You're getting
Donna.
Her and
you're
Candace
his mom.
Backwards.
That's correct. Yes, I do. I don't know why I do that. I apologize. I'm sorry. From
I don't
heart,
know.
I'm sorry. But the thing is with you and Bo, they're just two such technologically bright minds, man. And I cannot wait till you both are in the same room and just start melting and fusing those things together. You know?
Yeah, it's in part of the show too. You know, with this world and this industry, today's technology, you saw it being at SEMA, you know, in Vegas. That is where you literally see what is being set for either the industry standard from, you know, that point forward, that point backwards. You know, because there are a lot of products that get introduced to the new aftermarket world that fit things that were in the past, not so much all the way into the forward. But there are so many different things you can do, man. This world, playing with cars, playing with trucks, playing with bikes, with, you know, UTVs, power sports, motorsports, anything in general, it is all about, at the end of the day, it does not matter who you are. I don't care if you're the president of the United States, if you're living in a box on a corner.
That's correct.
It's all about
correct.
What money you have to put towards the project. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. You can either dream up here and have 100 grand. You can dream down here and have 10 grand. It doesn't matter where you are. It's all about the budget you're putting towards that project.
Exactly right.
That's it. You can do anything you want anymore. You can have CNC cutting done. You can have billet aluminum plates done. You can have anything imagined done from 3D printing. You can build your own interior styles. You can build your own audio systems. You can build your own engines. You can literally make your own engine out of full aluminum if you wanted to and you have that kind of money, but you're talking $200,000-$400,000. It's all about the money you got.
That's exactly what
it's
it
just
is.
Just that simple.
Fortunately, what we're getting into is being partnership driven. You know, everybody's starting to get back on their feet from the holidays now. Fortunately, it set us behind about 3 weeks, but that's it. You know, you got to respect that other people have family plans too. And I think for the first time in our 16-year history, we're talking about next year potentially closing the shop between Christmas and New Year's and taking some time away ourselves.
Yeah. It's, you know, we're definitely going to do that. It's, you know, like this, for example, this year, you know, I did nothing more than between Christmas and New Year's, you know, I was here every day for 4 hours a day. Kept it shut, and I was working on one of the World Series players rides and, you know, getting that thing done and just a side project I got going on. So I was finishing that thing up, getting it ready to go for them and just having a lot of fun, you know, but you got to have that downtime. You know, everybody else in the world does. The government shuts. Definitely going to have a small business shut for sure and enjoy some time off.
Exactly. Good morning to Mike Fox, who confirmed that I made a mistake. I get it, man. I get it, guys. Yes. Donna is not Goaty's wife. It's Candace that is Goaty's girl, not Donna. I get it backwards, but who cares, man? I can't get it all right all the time, man.
Well, that's what everybody thinks.
Yeah.
God forbid you say one thing wrong ever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you get tortured. Not that they're torturous. They're good people, man. There's really, really good people in that whole 405 club. Big things coming up. There's a reason we're talking a little bit about Accord today, but I'm not saying anything at all anymore. You told me today, he's like, Dad, you're one of the things you shared with me, and we're very open from a family perspective with all of you around the world. One of the things you said is, Dad, you know, your heart's always in the right place, and you always try to give people as much information as you can.
You can't.
Unfortunately.
You can't because you get burned.
Yeah.
There are too many
douchebags.
Straight up douchebags,
yeah,
dude, that will go behind your back
and
slaughter you every way that you can.
That's
and
right.
You can't give out that information. Keep it in your pocket. Give the information out when the ball's ready to drop.
That's a very mature perspective at 30 years old, Bob. I mean, and
well, that's what it is. You know how many times I've been burned, dude, by a bunch of idiots, and then people try to turn around and make it look like I've got the egg on my face? Like, nobody out there, I'm telling you, no one out there looks at anything from an objective standpoint in today's world. Everybody's just quick to pull that trigger. And, you know, I think that's why the world is the way it is today, because there are not very many objective people out there that look at every situation from two different sides. You know, it's a tricky situation. You know, everybody wants to blame this person, blame that person, base their opinions very quickly, you know, right on the spot. And, you know, you got to take that time before you pull that trigger and know what you're doing it for.
Yeah. Well, the fact is, you know, those people, it always comes back to them. We had a situation.
Oh, for sure.
Good morning, Mike, too. Mike just said, it's all good, Tom. Thank you for that support, man. I appreciate positive support and positive enforcement. I'm not a guy when other people run their mouth, Mike, unless I need to get very aggressive, I know what that aggressive side of me tends to yield. And you know how that is, Bub. Bub's very laid back. I'm not. I'm a very short fused Donald Trump kind of guy. You don't want me to get into that space. So I typically have trained myself to be quiet and keep my mouth shut. I don't need to attack all the crap, man.
You don't have time for it. You got to focus on the bigger picture.
Yeah, I do.
Let small town people do small town things.
Bub. God damn.
Seriously.
That's mature, man.
You know, that's it. You got a big plate in front of you. You got to make sure that every T and every I is done. You know, you got to hit all of those things. And, you know, right now that's what we're really working on. You know, we're working on, you know, product development and lineup for some serious stuff going on behind the
scenes. Look at the website, man.
You guys will see all of this stuff coming through very soon. It's just a lot of hard work going through and making sure that that stuff is 100%. So when everybody out there, the fans, the do-it-yourselfers, the friends, the clients, everything out there, you know, that when you guys do see it, it comes through, you know, full circle. It's 100%, you know, and that's what we're shooting to give you guys. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, there's something to learn from all of it. You know, we're going to get things back to where they should be, which is from a reality base, but also a learning perspective where you have a lot of fun. It's, you know, it's funny, dude. I was looking at some stuff that Jesse was doing the other day and, you know.
You're talking about our friend Jesse James, the Pope of Welding on Instagram.
Yeah. So, you know, it's crazy, man. He sent this thing over that said, you know, it was from a guy that literally said, the phrasing to it was like, I just want to say thank you. You know, he was, I don't know, 26, 27.
Yep.
He was like, you know, I grew up watching you and, you know, I learned everything about what my life is today from you. And I just want to say thank you. And he was
like you've said for Billy.
He literally listed this thing. He was like, I am now a master's something, master's this, master. And he was just this list of, it was some automotive engineer designer. I mean, AutoCAD. This guy has literally benchmarked everything you could ever want to be in the automotive world from that, you know. And that's where things were fun, was being able to learn something, not go out and bash everybody all the time.
And you have been very, very vocal about how Paul Sr. I'm vocal about how Paul Sr. has made such an influence on my life. He is now one of my very good friends. Same thing with you and Billy Lane, the world famous chopper builder. Mike Fox says things are getting tough in the 405. You guys better bring your A game. Mike, we got our A game with us all the time, bro. Thank you so much for being part of the family, Mike. We really appreciate it. Just do what you say and let that speak right on, Mike. Very, very, very good advice. People think because you're quiet for 3 weeks over the season, over the Christmas holiday, while others are trying to take a break, you're falling off the face of the earth. You're right, Mark. Very good. And our other Mike, Mike K, says you guys rock. There's a lot of fake people. In fact, there are.
Too many, man.
But there really are, Bob. And I just, there's no time or need for the drama and gossip, and I don't need to engage it. And that's something at 57 that's taken me a very long time to do.
Yeah, way too long.
My game is, you're right. I've been very immature in the fact that I engage drama, I engage gossip, and I go after it.
You can't, dude.
And
the quicker you let it fall by the wayside, the faster you'll push forward from it and focus on the bigger picture.
And
let me tell you, dude, my plate is way too full to be dicking around with a bunch of low-town losers.
I'm telling you,
I don't have enough time in the day right now to get the things done that I need to get done.
Yep.
So, you know, I focus on the bigger picture and, you know, that's putting my 100% into my company and, you know, making sure that my team's set and solid. And, you know, right now it's never been better. It's, you know, it's solid. It's on point. The crew is doing exactly what they should do. They're top notch, man. Every nut, every bolt is getting indexed out of this place right now.
Right on.
And trust me, man, it has not been like that in a long time. And, you know, except for my hands being on it, but, you know, to have a team that builds under the exact same footsteps that I would design and implement on my own personal rides is that's tough to get, and I've got it now. So, you know, I'm focusing on what I need to focus on. The website, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. If you guys haven't seen it, go check that out.
Check out,
man,
what Bub's been doing for three weeks behind the scenes. Instead of running your mouths and acting like somebody screwed somebody or we're quiet because things are falling apart, go see what it takes, because you essentially fired all three of your web personnel.
I did, man. I did actually. And I've turned that over to my attorney. I paid some people to get some stuff done. Pretty large number, man, for what we've got going. And, you know, they failed at every level, dude. And again, it's, you know, something where I've got to step in and get the T's crossed, man, and the I's dotted, because it's, you got to be 100%. And when I'm looking at, you know, certain things that I want my company to reflect, you know, one click on my website is going to be, you know, one update from our end is what the entire world sees. And that's a reflection on me and my name. So it's got to be dead on, dude. And that's why I sit down and I take that time. And if it takes an hour to post one product, you know, you make sure that SKU number matches, that the inventory, that the stock is like linked up between us, between Steeda, between us, between Watson, between us, between
American Racing,
Nitto Tires, American Racings, yep. You know, all these guys out there, you know, these sponsors have given us that opportunity to be dealers and wholesalers for them. So we literally are selling the largest inventory in stock of all aftermarket manufacturers' products. A lot of great quality pieces out there, all high end. And these are only products. This is key, dude. These are only products that we are going to be selling on the site that we would either purchase and install here or sell to anyone in our crew as well, because of the quality, because of the fitment. So even when you are outsourced, when you are somewhere else, you can literally buy pieces that we would do as an install, as if you were standing right here on the BEM lot.
And Bub said, by the way, Larry Williams said, well said, Bub. Larry, you still haven't answered. How are you feeling, my friend? For those of you that don't know, Larry Williams is probably one of the most competent upholstery shops in the entire world. He is up there in Georgia. However, he maintains a domiciliary here in the South Florida area. He owns a Sunnyside Trim Shop, and he is absolutely incredible. Unfortunately, over the Christmas holiday, he found himself in the hospital, which was not a comfortable situation for anybody.
I mean, it's the worst time to be there if you had to go.
Larry, tell us how you're doing, please, so I can let everybody know. Mike K says, life is short. Enjoy what you have. Yeah, it is. It is short. And, Bub, that's part of the reason we took, even though we were closed over the kind of the holidays, we took 3 weeks. One of the things that I'm very impressed about is you're not a webmaster. You're a technical car builder who understands math inside and out, who understands applications inside and out, blah, blah, blah. You're looking at this car that was built, this Mustang that came in because of the SEMA Mustang.
Oof.
As you tear it down. Ladies and gentlemen, this customer, this client was charged $30,000 for a turbo upgrade. It went through,
by the way, more than the cost of the car.
You went out and looked at the front mount. They in the front mount they used, it was upside down, number one. Number two, they used shims, two shims on one side, which were unequal size, and one shim on the other side, so it was cockeyed. The client stopped by yesterday and was literally in tears about what
you just wanted
happened.
To say cock right there.
I sure did.
Okay, moving on.
Larry says, I'm feeling better day by day. Larry, good, man. And anything you need, Larry, from us here at the BEM family, you have 110%. I have asked the BEM driver from Hi-Ho Silver, Nick, to call in. I hope he's okay. I wanted to talk to him a little bit about how things were going out on the road with him. I'm glad you're feeling very alert. But, Bub, you are not a webmaster. And you said to me the other day in some frustrated space, you know, Dad, you rely on me to do everything. Well, I do, Bub, because I think you're the best of the best at the end of the day.
I get all that, but sometimes you put that blanket over my face and wait till I stop breathing, then you pull it off.
No, I don't go that
bad. No, I feel like you push it pretty far.
I don't drive it pretty hard, Bub.
Okay, maybe not a blanket, but definitely a down pillow for sure. Something fluffy. I can breathe through that, but it's still a struggle.
It is, but... if you go, ladies and gentlemen, seriously, go to the website, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com.
It's open on your page. Here, click on it.
And if you look at it, let me see if I can shop now, right? Check this out, ladies and gentlemen. The way Bub has done it, it's so mechanically done that you can look for your product by the year. Then when you click on
scroll
it,
down a little bit.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, I already had it open, the second tab, and you're already dicking around.
Okay, shop performance.
Clearly, he's not a webmaster.
Okay, so for example, 2005 to 14 Ford Mustang. Let's talk about the way you did it. Because of the international acclaim of the BEM SEMA Mustang.
Yeah.
The way you did it is you started featuring pieces of that Mustang, and we're making it very easy. Then moving into all the other applications.
So yeah, man. So just like I mentioned, you know, I've talked with a lot of guys about it. I've put my hands pretty much everywhere in this industry, man. It's like I mentioned, from cars, trucks, bikes, classics, resto mods, pro tourings, to twin turbo Lamborghinis, to classic Rolls Royces, to Bentley. I mean, everything you can imagine, dude. It's our backup hard drive here is loaded with, hundreds of thousands of photos on it from the rides that we've designed and built, man. And everything from basics to full builds. I mean, I'm talking building stuff like Godey Bo's Nova, man. It's literally stuff that you get as a box that you're just like, holy crap, where do you start?
Yeah.
Stuff like that, that comes out to this like dream machine, man. You look at it and you're just like, okay, cool. You know, it's pretty solid. And, you eventually learn what works, you know, what doesn't work. It fills your brain. It kind of takes over your brain. But what I've done is I've built and established a setup to make it easy, because I have that. This isn't a website where this isn't like an Amazon. It's not an eBay where you're going out and you're just buying something because you found it. You are not only getting that product, the high end quality product, but you are getting a backing on it, because everything I've done has been something that I have personally, every one of these items literally is hand touched by me, not necessarily when you buy them, but I'm saying in the past, I have hand touched every item that we are selling on our site, every piece, whether it be short throw shifters, whether it be lowering springs, whether it be billet aluminum suspension upgrades, whether it be control arms, you know, body panels, wide body kits, carbon pieces, all of those pieces. I have touched every one of them in every facet, whether it's for Camaros, Mustangs, Corvettes, doesn't matter, whatever that product may be. I've touched them. I am literally putting my stamp of approval on them and putting them on that site in pre-built packages. For example, you just clicked on the 05 to 14 Mustang 20-inch wheel.
I had to come out of it because it was looking washed out. We weren't zoomed in on it.
So. No, you're good. You're good over here.
No, huh? When you go back to it, if you look at, if I click back on it, Bub, over here.
Click on the second one.
But
you should be good.
This, yes, but now look at what the viewer is seeing out there.
Then click on the wheel. Bring it up bigger. Okay. Hold on. Give it a second here.
So, for example, well, what I want to say, for example, 05 to 14 Ford Mustang Allstate Ultralight lowering spring. So, what happens is, Bub, the time you put into this, and here's for all it's the a-holes that are out there telling us that, oh, we're too quiet over the holiday
Don't
season.
Don't worry about that.
Blah, 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 blah.
Don't worry about that.
Shut your freaking mouth, dude, unless you know
Keep
what
going.
You're talking about, right? So now, Bub, you click on
this.
Okay. Not only
look at this right here.
Not only do you get the wheel and tire combo, the tire, but now you get the wheel, the tire pressure monitoring, the TPMS, the lug nut, and then you show a picture of what the car will look like on it.
Click on the actual top left wheel itself,
right,
the bigger one.
Okay, there we go.
Go up to the bigger one.
Oh, the big one.
Yeah, click that. It'll pop up a new menu.
Okay.
Just once, man. That finger just gets going over there.
Isn't that gorgeous? All
right. So now they can see it. So you got the wheel, black background. Click the right button. Go to the right arrow. So what I've done is I've literally set up a way that you can see this package as a entirety. So you're going to see, and this is the stuff, like literally, let me tell you, the time that this stuff takes is extreme to do it right. This isn't mass production. It's not a bunch of crap just dumped on a site where you kind of
you hand
that little note at the bottom that says product may be different. No, these products are exactly what you're getting. So you get the wheel, you get the tire. Keep going.
I'm waiting for it to catch up with this here.
No, don't worry about that. Okay. It's already going.
Oh, okay.
There's a delay from media to here.
Okay. There's
so
the
wheel, the tire, the TPMS. I even made sure that that is the correct TPMS. There's a green, there's a tan, there are black, each one doing different signals.
Thank you, Mike
hertz.
K. Appreciate
so
it.
So these are 315 hertz. That is on the Ford Mustangs 07 and up. So this is exactly what you would get with that wheel and tire combo. So there's the green. You also have the satin black lug nut set. Those are all locking splined. So I literally put together the full package to the T, what it is you are going to get, and it is exactly what it's going to be. These things are proven, and there is a final picture of what it could look like on the 05 to 14 Mustangs, and this fits all. It fits V6, it fits GTs, Boss 302s, GT500s. I've made sure that I've cross-checked those things, make sure that they clear everything from the stock brake system up to the Brembo brake kits all the way across, man. And that's the kind of stuff that we've been putting in time, each one of these things taking, you know, 1, 2, 3 hours each item. But they are proven packages, and it is exactly what we would sell if we were doing it for a client standing here on the lot with that vehicle right here.
One of the other things too, Bub, each of the big sponsors, and it's because of the SEMA car, you wouldn't be with these big names if it wasn't the quality of what you produced. Okay. And we're talking about Borla Exhaust, Steeda Autosports,
yeah.
Watson Racing, CPE. We're talking about all the big guys. Okay. All the big names that are out there. Okay. You've formulated this in a way that you're able to run. The discounts are so deep that I don't want to release and screw any of the manufacturers, but there's a lot of markup on some of these parts.
Mm-hmm.
And you have driven the prices down lower than anybody else in the business.
Yeah.
And there was some, you had some conversations with some of those people about that.
So, I mean, guaranteed lowest prices. I don't care if we're beating them by 10 bucks. We are beating any price you can find online. You know, we're making sure that we bring something great to the automotive world, because us too, it's not just we're not just, you know, now selling parts, but we are also the guys who have done the hands-on, and there are not many companies out there that are selling parts that do the hands-on, with a little bit of everything, you know, everything from your basic bolt-ons. When you go buy a new car, what's the average thing you want to do? Say you go buy a brand new Charger, right? What's the first thing you're going to do down here, especially in South Florida? Probably going to tent the windows, right? We'll be selling pre-cut tent rolls from 3M. So you're probably going to tent the windows. Some guys want to do it yourself. Some guys just want to go pay somebody $100 to do it. Not that bad of a job to do. Some people can do it. Some people don't have the time or day to do it. So we're going to be selling things from, you know, window tint to your basic bolt-ons. First things you want to do when you buy a car that's maybe got a V8 in it, you want to do window tint. Maybe you want to do
exhaust.
A little exhaust on it, make that sound roar
intake.
A little bit. Typically when you do exhaust, you always want to, from a performance standpoint, match that. You're flowing out the back more. You want to flow in the front more with an intake, and then you want to do a chip in it to make sure that you add more fuel to that air mixture that you've just increased, because you are taking in more air, pushing out more air, so you need to bump that fuel up a little bit so your AFRs are correct. So you've got to have, you know, bolt-ons, man. Windows
AFR, meaning
air fuel ratio.
Okay.
So you're working with you know, basics. You know, you're working with window tint, you're working with axle back exhaust system, sometimes cat back, depending on the person's budget. Basically, wheels and tires, man. A lifter drop kit. You know, we're going to be packaging all these things, and they're going to be BEM license and back packages. So it is going to be the best of the best. These things are not going to come to you with any delay, any hassle, any struggle.
Comes right to
they
your
are
door.
Going to come to your door, and it's going to be do it yourself all the way.
And that's and the way you want it to build.
That's it, man. It's I want it to be backed. I want it to be easy. So not only do we just build that quality, but everybody out there that may just be a do it yourself or still gets the quality of a BEM ride. What you would get if you were paying us to do it right here on the spot.
Mike K writes in and says, it's nice how you can see how you can build your car or truck on the site. Seeing it before your purchase is a perfect way to sell your product.
Yeah.
And one of the things you came in and said into my office, we have adjoining offices. Actually, we're separated about 15 feet. Our offices are, you have a much larger office than I do, but you need that. You know, because you need the more plush environment. You're the president of the company. One of the things that you said yesterday when you came into my office is, you know what, Dad, I want it so that it's very, very easy for somebody to navigate their way around my site. And I want them to feel free to pick and choose what they want. I don't want them to be feeling like they're being sold anything. I want them to kind of help. I want to help put products in place that they can match, even though they don't know they're matching it. That's how far down you're thinking it.
And that's exactly what I've done. You know, the sponsors and the companies that are not only partners with us in BEM, but, you know, even big backing sponsors, you know, of the media stuff that we're doing right now. So with everything that we do, you know, for example, if you click on that wheel and tire combo, if you click on a set of springs, maybe you click on an exhaust, just an axle back setup, for example, if you click on it, at the bottom, as you scroll down, and you're just reading through those notes, and I've attached all the way from manufacturer's product installation.
Builder's notes, installation instructions. You put installation instructions on a wheel and tire combo.
Yeah, and I've even put personal tech tips all from myself because I've been so hands-on with it. So I've been personal tech tips on there.
You can't find that at Jags.
You don't find it anywhere.
No,
because none of that stuff is hands-on.
That's part of what we do.
Sitting back making money. That's all those guys are doing. But this is all coming back. That is coming with professional advice, tech tips on every install to make it as easy as possible and enjoyable as possible. But you will see that, for example, you go click on that set of wheels and tires for that 05 to 14 Mustang. You want to put them on, but maybe your budget allows you for a little more. We are doing the guaranteed lowest prices. So maybe you've got a little bit more wiggle room. Well, guess what? If you want to put that wheel and tire combo on your car, you really want to set that thing off right. You drop it down. You have no idea how much to drop it. There's 100 different manufacturers of lowering springs out there. I have linked to that product the exact set of springs to make that thing a perfect wheel tire stance combo.
Isn't that
so
great?
So it just makes it that simple. You literally click it, add it to the cart, and you're done. Just don't even double check it.
And keep in mind, that was not happening. We've been begging our IT team since September. We have had daily huddles, daily meetings. You've seen my frustration from a management perspective with getting the job done.
Oh, yeah.
And those guys could not get the job accomplished, Bub.
And that's what I'm saying. It's you know, there are certain people that want to sit and get rich. There are certain people that want to help everyone do it. And that's where I'm at, man. It's you know, I feel like you can't develop and build something if you have no idea what you're trying to build.
And
right?
That's why
I talk about that all the time. Number one thing to do, whether you're doing anything, what's your end goal? You have to know what your end goal is. Too many people sit around and they just take everything. They start it and they do it day by day. You have to know what that end goal is going to be to know how to get there, man, to know how to cross that bridge.
And that's what makes you one of the best, Bub. You're always analytically thinking. So, ladies and gentlemen, please do check out the website. There's been a lot of research, time, and development, along with personal touch put into it from the master himself,
yeah.
So that you can look and match and put these products together from all of our big sponsors. Good morning to Jeff Corsi, who's out there. Jeff's a good friend of ours, owner of Morpheus Design, Morpheus R Wraps Done Bubba Style. Good people over there. Jeff is a commercial or a private pilot who does a lot of relief and humanitarian stuff. Morpheus is a great group of guys over there. Good morning to you as well, Jeff. I see he just said good morning. Just he and his brother.
What's up, Jeff?
Are just good, solid, just salt of the earth people, man.
Yeah. I mean, go-getters, dude. It's, you know, guys that are just doing the right thing and they're working hard every day for what they have and for what they're trying to achieve.
Yep.
And, you know, that's what's nice. You know, being aligned with guys like that is doesn't get any better than that because they're true, humble people. They're out working and they know what it means to get from step A to B to C to D, not just guys that want to point fingers, shout, and get the job done from a bunch of other little pawns doing the job for them.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're very hands-on, Jeff. I mean, during the hurricane and during the storms and all the problems, you know, Jeff, even though he is a licensed private pilot, he flies a lot of dignitaries around the world. He's constantly out there moving. You know, he put his life on the line and said, load my planes with humanitarian relief effort and let me get up in the air. And he was sitting on the ground in Houston as the hurricane was banging in around him. And he was getting those relief efforts over into Puerto Rico and things like that. And the world's a better place for people like him. He doesn't care about, he's not, he has a family himself.
Yeah.
And he puts himself in peril to make sure that others are good, man.
Yep.
Those are salt of the earth people. That Jeff says, good morning. What's up, Bob and Tom? Good morning, Jeff. Those are good salt of the earth people, man.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of people we typically hang out with, man.
Yeah.
You know, so, and Bob, so 2018 is going to be big. It's going to be real good. I wanted to ask a real quick question. I know that we've got Robin calling in here in just a second to tell us a little bit about Miss Outlaw Boutique, what's going on over there. Big changes on that side as well. So we've been working very hard, very aggressively on the new campaign, firing staff personnel here, moving on in different directions to get ready for what we've got coming up here in 18. Despite, you know, the gossiping and the room, let's see, kind words, my friends. Thank you. No, Jeff, it's true. Everything I just shared with the whole world about you is absolutely true. You are an amazing guy, an amazing humanitarian. You touch my heart, and so does your brother as well over there.
Mm-hmm.
But it chokes me up, man, you know, to think about how he just sat there and waited for them to load the plane and get up in the air. He didn't care. He was going.
Yeah.
And people were going to eat because he knew that there was no power in Puerto Rico. And he knew that he wanted people to have water, man.
Yep.
He didn't worry about his family. He put others first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah.
And he's literally on fire. He's like me. He flies by the seat of his pants, and he is a go-getting, aggressive son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And so anyway, one of the things, Bob, I want to talk about before Miss Outlaw calls in is the fact that with 2018, we've got some really big things coming up, and we've had to kind of revamp here a little bit to get to where we need to do, tighten mm-hmm. up the purse strings a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Because we are in negotiations now with three or four different production companies about this new project we're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to talk too much about that because that always comes back at you.
Yeah.
But I did want our driver from Hi-Ho, Nick from Hi-Ho Silver, to call in today. I hope he's all right. I talked to him last night. He was planning to get in here. I've texted him a couple times. I'd like to share with him. I mean, I wanted the world to understand what it is he's been going through with the snowstorms and everything like that. It's been kind of crazy for him as well, man.
Yeah, for sure, man.
He's another good one, man. Just out there working hard as hell, man. Good ethics, good morals, man.
Yeah.
Good people, man.
Yep.
It's just, it's crazy. So everybody, I want you to go check out the website, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. See what we've been doing kind of quietly on the underground. We'll go back to one or two daily shows next week, Bub. We're going to be doing a lot of technical stuff. Supercar Week is in town. We'll be getting the BEM Porsches ready for display there.
Boy, man, talk about a worst time to do it, bro, with this cold right now. Oh, my God. I have been so busy. I haven't even been able to think about pulling the car out and even go down to West Palm, which is literally 7 minutes from here. I just haven't even had the time to do it. It shows you how much we've got on the plate right now.
Yeah.
You know, but it's insane. I know that's a crazy gathering. I've been following a little bit of it on Instagram, social media. You know, and it's killer, man. They put together something super fun. The only time in Palm Beach, only once a year, where there are if I had to put a number to it, I'd say probably north of $100 million worth of supercars riding the streets.
It
is blocked. Streets blocked everywhere. People just cruising. There's a really big, big lizard.
Have you seen him out there? He's really cool, man.
That thing might be like
it's about this long.
That's like an iguana in our lobby right now. I'm looking out there. The guy's just chilling. What happened here?
I don't know. I saw him the other
day. Where did he come from, dude?
His name's Bubba because he's so big.
Yo, that guy's a tank.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Well, so are you, Bub.
This guy, he's solid out there.
Yeah, he is, man. Speaking of which, BEM's also going to be undergoing a lot of physical refinement this year, Bub.
Yep.
We've been working out with a few of the Marlins players there and having a good time. Did you know, man, a lot of people don't know that those guys, I can't release names, but they work out three times a day, Bub.
Yeah, man, it's you know, super, super heavy going right now. You know, the guys are in their off season right now. They are, you know, for the next 2 months getting ready to ramp back up, really 6 weeks. They're getting ready to ramp back up and get ready for that training. And, you know, these guys are in serious, serious endurance and physical shape. It's crazy, dude. Working out with them, it's two totally different ball games. Get it?
Get it.
So, you know, when you are a player like that, you've got to be not only very athletic in general, but, you know, your endurance is your focus is, you know, that's what you have to be able to go long. But also you have to be able to be very strong at the same time. So there is a very fine-tuned, well-balanced between the two, where myself, I'm not so much of the endurance cardio side. I'm more of that serious weightlifting, you know, just getting the work done, you know, and that's not to say my endurance isn't there. You know, my average workout is hour and a half and, you know, pretty solid cranks every time I do it. But when you work out with these guys, it's such a crazy mixture of, you know, especially like supersetting. A lot of guys do supersets, do some heavy, do some light, do a lot of high reps, do, you know, just to keep that muscle moving and loose and flexible and, you know, always doing, you know, just resistance and body weight resistance and, you know, things that you wouldn't naturally think of is what these guys are doing 3-4 times a day.
It's crazy, isn't it, man?
I mean, the body just takes an absolute beating from doing it.
It does. And you know what? It's so fun to work out with them because they're, in fact, a funny story. I like to share our lives with you. When we were working out yesterday afternoon, which normally a day off for us, when we were working out, there was a guy in there who was saying fit for Jesus and or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And he was preaching the gospel to people, which I thought was a violation, man. When you're in your gym zone, you're in your gym zone. You know?
Well, I mean, for everything, man, I feel like there's a time and place for everything. You know, but I feel like something like, listen, man, if you're at the front door, maybe catching people on the way out, catching them on the way in, cool. But when you're stopping somebody in the middle of reps, bro,
trying to pray with them,
I'm doing, you know, 400-pound bench. I got this guy leaning over me trying to talk. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to not drop this thing on my neck and kill myself if you don't mind.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to be a dick, but I'm working out right now if you don't mind.
And that's it. We're not mean people by nature, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, you're just not quite sure how to handle that professionally or personally. You know, if they put you in an awkward position,
right.
You know, that's just not right, is it?
Yeah, no, I mean, nothing wrong with it. You know, the world is full of a lot of people, a lot of different types of people, totally get it. But, you know, I feel like there's always still boundaries, you know, and you got to know which ones to cross, when to cross them, and, you know, time and place for something like that.
Absolutely. Bob, real quick, one of the things we wanted to talk about, EFI upgrades, especially in today's cold weather. Mm-hmm. Can you address mm-hmm. that as we're waiting for a couple calls to come in here? As a matter of fact, we just got one right here. Hold on one second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. On the line with us, we have the beautiful Robin from Miss Outlaw Boutique, one of the owners and Outlaw Girls. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you
Good
guys?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are doing wonderful today. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. A little chilly out, but we're good.
Right on,
You can
man.
Tell Robin's not in a car because it doesn't sound like...
Yes. She drives around in her Ferrari with the top off and calls us.
I know.
How about that?
No, I'm in the store.
I bet you are. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. 561-660-6695. Robin, you guys came off a very, very successful season. This was the second Christmas for you guys there at the Miss Outlaw Boutique. Let's talk a little bit about that if we can. Very successful season. You guys extended your business hours. Stock was up. It went flying off the shelves. Tell us a little bit about that.
We don't need to talk about the past. Let's talk about the future now. We got jeans in. We got a new jean bar in now. We had a great season for Christmas, but we got our jean bar stocked in again. We're getting activewear back in. For the weather, because it's cold out, we have sweaters and boots in for people.
Right on. And you know what? You guys also, I know you and Layla have been working very hard on an online presence as well, just as we've been talking about Bub personally taking over the website. We fired our three web personnel, as you know, as part of the family and the backstory. Bub's actually got Miss Outlaw Boutique up behind us. Can people go online? And if so, how can they find Miss Outlaw Boutique online to shop online? And what are your shipping and policies? What are your shipping policies and procedures?
Well, first of all they have to type in is Miss Outlaw Boutique, and we'll pop up there for them too.
MS Outlaw Boutique.
But yes. But, hey, it's great you guys got your website up. I mean, this was a struggle since SEMA. You were trying to get people to do this for you. So,
yeah,
look, once again, Bub has to do all the work.
And you know, hear some people say, you hear some people say, hon, you got people, you know, running their mouth saying, oh, we've disappeared or something like that, not knowing truly what's going on in the background, getting a set for the next big series mm-hmm. of steps in 2018. I think 2018.
Everybody always wants to put something negative out there when they get let go from work or fired because they don't produce. They either want to say, I don't get paid. But, hey, you know what? They sat there and got paid to produce something, and nothing was ever produced.
Yeah, yeah. Unlike some of the other relationships, outside relationships we made in 2017 with big hopes, too, those people turning vicious as well, not knowing the reality of what it takes to get anything.
Right. Right. Nobody never knows what you go through on a daily basis. So
No.
But whatever, but it's a new year, and you guys are putting it all together again yourself. So that's sort of what you have to do as a business owner, and that's what Layla and I, you know, have always done, too. You got to do it yourself because nobody else gets the job done. The one time Layla goes on vacation and she has two girls working for her, each one of them calls in sick and says they can't come in or they got a hangover and they don't show up, you know, on their valuable weekend days.
Yeah,
so that's
exactly
just what you deal with in business with people. And then you got everybody out there saying, why weren't you open? Your store was closed.
But that's life.
That comes with running a business. So it's better to just do it yourself and get it done.
And you just keep your mouth shut, fly under the radar, and let the work show that the people who like to run their mouths on the most are the ones that look like idiots at the end.
Well, you know what they say. I don't need to say that. Everybody knows. But anyway.
Exactly.
Bob's doing it all again, and you're doing it, so that's all good. You're getting your website up, and you're getting the stuff out there. So, you know what? Wheels and tires are out there, and everybody needs them. And you'll, because Bob's got really great taste in putting all that stuff together for people on their cars.
He does, man. He really does, and he works like an animal. I work like an animal. You work like an animal. Mike Casey, hey, people fire themselves. It's very hard to find some good help. Want something done, do it yourself. Yeah. And that's the way we do it,
too.
I drive up to the bank and people sit there and tell me on my Mercedes and say, oh, my God, I love your wheels. And I was like, really? I just pulled up at the bank. You could see my wheels?
You completely drive them down the side of the curb.
You've got mom's stance real pretty.
I'm very careful with my wheels and tires because I know the minute I've scratch it, Bub, I'm going to hear it from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robin from Miss
Outlaw
Boutique.
And unfortunately, I just can't take my finger and buff it out.
No, you can't.
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
No, it never works like that.
Honey, how can people get a hold of you today? They can go to msoutlawboutique.com for sure. What about a phone number?
Our phone number, 561-660-6695. Also, come on down and see us. We have an online store too. So shop online. It's free shipping. You're crazy not to.
That's exactly right. 561-660-6695, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, Miss Outlaw Boutique for the latest in Outlaw Boutique fashion and apparel and accessories, Bub. There is none better, is there?
Nope.
You want your girl to be a cowgirl? She can be a cowgirl. You want your girl to go valet? She can go valet. You know, it's just everything you could imagine there.
This guy is still staring at me.
It's not all country. It's not all country. We got your everyday clothes here. We got your clothes for New Year's and going out. We got Valentine's coming up, so we got dresses in for Valentine's and outfits for Valentine's.
Well, so. I'm very proud of you guys. You killed it this year. You did really, really good. It was 17 was a challenging year for everybody, and you did an amazing job. You and Miss Outlaw did a, you both you Outlaw girls did an amazing job. We love you very much, man.
Thanks for all your help and promotions, too.
It's nothing. You guys make it very easy to help. So we wish you a wonderful day. Ladies and gentlemen, Robin, one of the Outlaw girls and owners from Miss Outlaw Boutique. We will be talking to you next week, correct?
Okay. Happy New Year, all.
Happy New Year to
you. See you, Robin.
And everybody else. Good night, Robin. Thank you so much for joining us today. Bye-bye. Bub, that's going to do it for this episode of Doing Above a Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. I want to address one other thing. I know some people like to look at the Facebook page and say you got X amount of people watching or that you've got this amount of people watching or this amount of blah, 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 blah. Don't let ignorance fuel you again, people. I've got too many naysayers out there who like to question our ratings. Number one, 22 million people around the world internationally is our hit number. That's what we hit. It's statistically proven. I've got the screenshots. We can show everybody what it is. We're picking up about 5,000 new people a day, Bub.
Actually, pretty solid. Yesterday, we hit 5,868. Almost 5,900 people yesterday alone listened to the radio show.
Right on, Bub.
And that was from last week. That's pretty solid.
Right on.
Yeah,
right on.
That was pretty
good. So anybody who wants to question the ratings, please send us an email, sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com.
I'll screenshot it and post it up on Instagram later.
There you go. We'll put it out there for you. I don't like naysayers. I'm going to be taking on each one of you that has run their mouth and tried to beat us down. I'm tired of it. And we're going to be, that's part of 2018. We're going to start setting this straight. I've been quiet too long, not saying enough. So we're going to start addressing those things. 22 million people around the world. We are the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. Look at, do your homework, people. Go to iTunes, go to just go everywhere. It's not just through Blog Talk Radio. Don't let one set of stats fool you. They're all over the place, Bub. What are you laughing at out there, Bub?
Nothing.
All right, Bub. Yeah, just the stupidity of people in general.
Yeah.
So I hate it, man. I just want to be a happy guy. I want people that work in harmony and not create so much drama, man.
Okay. Yeah,
that's what it is. Until next week, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
And we're going to go live. Do we have an air date for the Daily Show next week? Which day we're going to go? We're waiting for some exhaust components to come in from Borla, I know, right?
Yep.
And then we're going to we'll announce it at that point, right?
Yep, we'll announce it at that point.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, until next week, let's keep on doing it Bubba style. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please shop our new online catalog, 19,000 parts and accessories. We appreciate all of you joining us here. Mike Hay, Larry, Mike Fox, Mrs. Tessner, everybody around the world, we appreciate it. Our guys out in Thailand, Philippines, everywhere, we really, really appreciate it. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS Outlaw Boutique. MissOutlawBoutique.com. Ladies and gentlemen, until next week, we want to have everybody write in sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. We are going to be more interactive with you. We'd like to know your thoughts, topics, ideas for the shows. Bub will answer those questions as I read them off to you, and we will be returning to our daily shows. Only we're going to be doing two or three a week now, so we can focus on a lot more of the building and the technical side of the shows. Until next week, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Keep on doing it, ladies and gentlemen. Bubba style.